This episode is brought to you in part by Richmond Graduate University. The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly. Richmond Graduate University can equip you to become a licensed professional counselor, integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmond.edu.
Welcome to today's mini-episode on The Caring Child. My name is Daniel M.
And I'm Christina M.
Today we are continuing our series on spotting our children's strengths. This is in conjunction or continuation with our previous episode about strengths-based parenting. So if you haven't listened to that episode, just go back to inbetween.org/episode104 or look up episode 104 on your podcasting app where we discuss what strengths-based parenting is and why it's important.
On our last mini episode, we described the achieving child theme. If you missed that one, go back to inbetween.org/mini14 to hear the characteristics of the achieving child theme.
But today, we're going to be discussing the caring theme. So if your child has strengths that are characteristic of caring, this is what it would look like. Helping other people would be very important for them, and they would actually feel quite good when they reach out and help people.
They have a really big heart and they want to make the world better by helping people in small and big ways.
They are the friend who includes others. You probably know those kids. When someone feels left out, they help make him or her feel a part of the group.
It's really easy for them to encourage people and share with them and help them learn different things.
They know and realize that they have something to offer other people.
And people tend to count on them to be kind, thoughtful, and caring, and empathetic.
So as we were running through that list, if you're like, oh, actually, yeah, my child is that. In fact, one of our child has this. Yeah. Not because they did the Strengths Explorer assessment, which we talked about in the previous episodes. Now, here's the thing. If your child is between the ages of 10 to 15, I would encourage you to go to inbetween.org/mini15, and we'll have a link where you can actually have your child do an assessment called Strengths Explorer from Gallup, which will identify three of the 10 themes that they have. But if your child is younger than that, then this is where these mini episodes are going to be very helpful, because really, in the absence of an assessment, we are giving you the tools to be able to spot what themes and strengths your child has. So if your child has this caring theme, you probably checked off a few of those characteristics we just named, but here are some other emerging signs of this theme.
So children strong in the caring theme will often help others without being asked.
And when they do, they'll often do it with a warm and kind spirit.
They will help other children, even if the other child may not want help.
Yeah. So these, I mean, it's very natural for them, right? So caring children, they want to create ways to help their peers. They want to create ways to even just be helpful. They want to seek out younger children who they can care for.
So like Daniel mentioned, one of our children has this caring theme. It was first evident when their younger sibling was born. She was absolutely obsessed with him, remember, Daniel? She wanted to help in every way possible. She was only 3 years old at the time, but we could not believe how much she cared and loved him. At some points, we would even look at each other and be like, is she pretending?
Yeah, right.
Like how much she loves him? Because this is unnatural. Like, we have never seen an older sibling love a younger sibling this much.
Yeah, completely. And here's the thing. If your child has the caring theme, they might even transfer this attention to dolls, to stuffed animals, to pets, or to adults. So for the same child we were talking about during COVID, not being with peers or at school, she's actually really directed her attention to taking care of our dog, to lifting Teddy up, taking him all around.
Exactly. And yeah, giving him belly rubs, yes, and exactly, extra cookies and lots of attention. So caring kids radiate joy and are really fulfilled when they are in their element, which is really caring and helping others.
Now, here's another important note about the caring theme, because if your child wants to help and they're sensitive to other people, they actually might express concern, sadness, or distress when others are sad or struggling, especially if they can't comfort those who are hurting.
So as a parent, this is a really wonderful opportunity to teach emotion coaching and also to show them what empathy looks like. It really helps your caring child if you are able to enter in with them and to name the feelings and emotions that they are experiencing.
So as we were walking through this list and you're like, oh yeah, that is one of my children. Yeah. Oh no, that's, how do you know so much about my child? And you're like, yes, my child has this caring theme. Here's a few things that you can do this week. Find people your caring child can help. Right? First and foremost, maybe it's a sibling, a friend, a teacher, a classmate, or a neighbor, and give your child tasks to help you and others. And if your child is a bit older, invite them into assisting with your younger kids.
Another thing that you can do is to make sure that all the recipients actually need and want help from your caring child.
I will help you.
Yeah, I don't want your help. Yes, you do. This will help your caring child learn about boundaries and the tough lesson that really you can't help others who do not want to be helped.
Now, also, you can help your child build this talent into a strength by being a role model and by giving them ideas on how to make a positive impact that's right for every person that they help.
And the last action item you can do is to be sure to let your caring child know when and how their caring strength matters. Depending on their age and situation, it might be as simple as telling them, oh, you were such a good helper, or I like the way you are taking care of the family pet.
Awesome. So this episode was all about the caring theme or characteristics in and around caring. On next week's mini episode, we're going to be talking about the characteristics in and around competition.